B-Pod Studios.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Guff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich is very quickly something that we have been talking about. Bernie Smilovitz, who's this big TV guy in Detroit, had reported that the Lions were shopping Stafford. That is, people are adamant that that is not true.
Well, I mean, I think the owner is set. I mean, that doesn't matter much, but the owner said they're not going to do it.
There's a million reasons.
And I know they just restructured his contract.
Right, so they need to win now, which is true, for Patricia and Quinn to keep their jobs. They restructured his deal in December for the bigger cap hit in the event of a trade. There's no guarantee you get 2 of 3, and Bob Quinn says there's 100% false. So I don't see them moving Stafford, nor should they. All right, Rich, there was something. You know my feelings on flying. And
if you had your way, correct me if I'm wrong, you would like to walk on a plane, nobody spoke, and everybody just would shut their mouth, and then you would land, and that would be it.
Yes.
Okay. There's no cheering. No. Harlem Shake.
No,
there's
singing.
There's no jokey flight attendant pilot.
That's completely unnecessary.
See, that to me, and there's one specific airline that more than any has jokey pilot.
Southwest.
Like, will make announcements, and it drives me crazy. Like, the minimum you can be on the speaker, the better. Because I sleep on almost every flight. Like, immediately.
I can't sleep. And so I have headphones in 90% of the time. And then you'll hear the captain talking. And I'll go, oh, Jesus, what's going on? And I'll take the, oh, we're circling. Or, oh, you know, we got to land somewhere else. And I take off my headphones. And they're like, we're cruising altitude. Shut up. What do I care, the stupid cruising altitude?
So there is a story.
And by the way, I'm not concerned. For some reason, I am not concerned of this coronavirus. I am not. I am not concerned about it. I don't know why, but I am not. There's people at the pharmacy that are wearing masks at the pharmacy. And to that I say, you're very old.
Ever since I saw the movie Contagion, there's part of me that keeps an eye open on this stuff.
The corona, it's just the flu.
I think you're kind of way off.
I think there's only 100 people that have died.
No, it's more. No, way more. Than
that. Well, I mean, are you talking about in China or in America? Because in China,
well, everyone's got it in China. It's probably just people dying natural causes.
No.
The coronavirus? It's like a cold, right?
No, you die. It's a respiratory illness in which you die quickly.
I could handle it. That's like for old people.
No, that is.
How many people, Dan, check how many people have died of the old coronavirus.
Old people or just people in general? Over 1,000. I mean, no, Rich, it's in the thousands, right?
Yeah. Well, in China, it's awful.
Well, there's a billion people
in China. And they're also
China.
Suppressing the information that's getting out about how bad it is.
That's the other part of it. Rumor. That ship, the cruise ship, are they still quarantined, right? Stuck on that thing?
Yeah, yep, in Japan. It's off the coast of Japan.
They're all trapped in a cruise ship, which is hell enough.
I know. They're not getting off.
At least they've got entertainment.
No,
entertainment.
I saw a story yesterday because there's two Americans on. They retired. They're getting 20 minutes of fresh air every 4 days.
Oh, geez, man. God.
I mean, and then the husband of the woman, she was doing videos. And, of course, from being in the room, quarantined like that, he now has 103 temperatures.
Well, speaking of planes, you heard about that social media influencer who went on a plane and announced that he had the coronavirus. And they had to go back and land. And he basically screwed everyone. Like, they ended up, having to redo the flight all over again. He should pay for everyone's flight on that plane. Everyone's flight on that plane.
Well, let's take one thing at a time.
Okay, so let's get to this.
All right. Wait, well, first of all, again, this coronavirus, I don't know about this.
It's awful. It's awful. I mean, in China, here, I mean, it's just scary the way how quickly it kills people.
It certainly set off a panic. You go to airports now, people are wearing masks. Not everybody. But there are enough.
Not me.
Oh, dude.
This is from
3 hours ago. Coronavirus cases top 60,000.
Yeah, but none of these people are dying.
There are, let's see. Right now, there's about 2,000
more than 1,300 confirmed deaths alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but out of 60,000?
That's true. So that's only one out of every 60 or 600?
But they're just now being detected.
There's nothing to worry about.
Josh, go ahead.
So my wife's in the medical field, so she deals with it all day long. The coronavirus starts out as a basic cold. It seems like a cold. If you have a good immune system, you battle it off within a couple of days. The issue is the old people and the kids. Now, 30,000 people died last year from the flu, so I'm not too worried about the coronavirus at all.
That's right, baby. You got that right. You got that much right, Jack. I'm telling you, it's hysteria. I'm telling you, it's the fourth Def Leppard album.
Is that the fourth one?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
It is? Is it? You had On Through the Night. You had High and Dry.
Then you had Pyromania.
And Hysteria. Very good, Fred.
Wow.
Very good. It was number four.
On Through the Night, baby. Not good.
Four Time the Charm. I never bought High and Dry either. I know it had like Bring It On the Heartbreak, which is a great song. But you got that and what else? That's really about it.
All right, so we'll get to the guy in the plane, but I you know what? The viruses don't scare me.
Why?
Because I figure you just sleep in.
Well, I'm not paranoid about it. If you just sleep in, just don't leave the house.
Yeah, you don't have to leave the house. You sleep in.
So you're looking at it as just some time away from everybody.
Not from everyone, but I mean, you know, you're sick. You got the flu for like
a week.
Save that, Fred.
Save that for a day that you need. You just be like, I have the coronavirus.
You've never had the coronavirus.
We are very lucky you didn't have it this week. Suck. Yes.
Yeah. If you think you just sleep in and it's great, you've never had the flu before then.
I've had the flu.
Dude, that is hell on earth. Being stuck in bed with the flu.
Which sucks.
I don't know. I mean, you're weak and you can just watch TV.
No, you can't. You're like, you're in constant pain. You're vomiting.
No.
Your entire body hates you.
Not the coronavirus. That's not the coronavirus.
What about the flu?
No. The coronavirus is a respiratory flu, which is just stuffy nose.
Well, and it could kill you.
Yeah, if you're old. Not if you're in perfect shape like me. No, I'm sort of not joking. Like, if you are in decent health and not old, you're not going to, or not like a toddler. I'd be afraid for a toddler, but you're not going to die from it.
Have you seen these videos of the trucks driving around China with it's like fire trucks.
Yeah, I know.
And they're spraying this disinfectant all around the city.
Man. That's sure. That's a good idea. And then it's like Agent Orange. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to weigh in on the coronavirus debate. Just let you know that there are way more people that die of the flu every year, and the coronavirus death toll is still hovering around 2% based on how many people die versus how many people actually have the virus. So whereas the flu is upwards of like 10 or 11%. So in my opinion, it's way worse to get the flu than it is the coronavirus, and we're pretty well protected here because of the quarantine in place.
So you agree with me? You're saying that I've sussed it out mentally, and that I am correct.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about, a lot of places in China don't have good access to good health care like we do here, and so if you had it, you came here, you would have access to hospitals and doctors.
That's right.
On the average, whereas, in China, there's a lot of places where, you have to travel, maybe hundreds of miles just to get to the nearest doctor or the hospital. So if you have a respiratory virus that does spread quickly, a lot of people can get infected with
Jack, you got that right. I'm right. Yeah, you get the flu, you just get to sleep in, you watch TV. There's no guilt. You get to laze around. People bring you soup. It's nice.
Somebody said, guys, please stop talking about a virus killing old people. You're scaring John Wallach. It was John from Vegas. Thank you, John.
All right. We will get to this gentleman on the plane who has freaked everyone out. We will be back in just a moment.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we were talking about with this coronavirus, which is I'm not concerned about. But people are freaking out all over the world. And there was a flight, Rich, that had left from Toronto, I believe.
Heading to Jamaica, I think.
Yeah, Toronto to Jamaica. So people are obviously going on vacation. They're in cold Toronto. They're looking forward to the Caribbean life. And like Rich had said before, when you get in an airplane, it should be all business. There should be the... You know, people should serve you. The flight attendants should serve you. They should be quick and they should be thorough. They should respond to your wishes for them to come. And other than that, it should be a lot like a nice restaurant. Is that everyone's quiet?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to talk, keep it to a murmur. We don't need to hear from the pilot unless something's wrong. There needs to be no jokey flight attendants talking or jokey pilots. By the way, I'm in the back of every plane that I fly in. For some reason, I'm just in the back.
Do you choose your seats?
Yeah, but I don't know what we're doing wrong when we book seats. It's obviously my wife's fault.
Yeah, I mean, just you can choose where you sit.
No, I know that, but there's never any seats available. We always have to sit in the back.
Well, you book late, then. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, so what happened?
Oh, okay, so this is a completely different thing. This isn't having a virus. This is something that I think that many of us, to maybe a lesser extent, have had to deal with. So there's a video right now that has people choosing sides that came out yesterday. A woman by the name of Wendy Williams, not the one that's on TV, who's very sassy and farted on television, she said that about a week ago, she took a flight from New Orleans to Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, during the trip... She was sitting, and she went to recline her seat. However, behind her, it's the back row of the plane, and there's a fairly tall guy who can't recline his seat. So when she reclines her seat back, he stops and asks her, "Hey, can you mind not reclining your seat? I'm trying to eat. Would that be okay?" And she goes, "All right, fine." So she puts the seat back up. After he's done eating, she once again reclines her seat. And the guy apparently was just like, "You've got to be kidding me." So instead of saying anything, what he starts doing is he starts, and he looks like Big Jim Murray, by the way, this guy, with his hat off. He starts taking his fist and just like knocking the back of the seat, and he does it over and over. So instead of turning around and telling this guy, "Would you please stop knocking my seat," and having a conversation, what she does is she takes a video of the guy and starts videoing him, like holding the phone kind of backwards because so he doesn't know he's being recorded.
Right, that is the passive-aggressive way of not having to confront someone,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to go viral with it.
Yep, and so while he's doing that, she then calls a flight attendant over, and the flight attendant was like, "What's going on?" And she said that the flight, it's all according to her, by the way, he hasn't spoken yet. She said that the flight attendant reacted to the incident by telling the man that was sitting in the tight seat, "I'm sorry," and then offering him a complimentary cocktail.
Yeah, baby. Now we're talking.
Because she also said the flight attendant got mad at her for filming the encounter. As a matter of fact, according to her Twitter account, she goes, when the flight attendant came, she rolled her eyes and said that it was tight back there. And so she gave him some rum. She told me they had to delete the video. It was against the law to video on a plane. I asked her her name, and she gave me a passenger disturbance notice. I don't know what that is. Is that like a letter of disinvite that they give you at Patriots games?
That's probably a notice that if you misbehave again, you're not going to be able to fly in the airplane.
Two strikes and you're out.
So what, of course, she does is she starts sending this video to like Andy Cohen from Bravo and a bunch of people. And she goes, here's a jackhole.
You stupid garbage.
She goes, he was angry that I reclined my seat and punched it about 9 times hard, at which point I began videoing him, and he resigned to this behavior. The other jackhole is they put American Air flight attendant who reprimanded me and offered him rum. So now there's people choosing sides. And in this, listen, he's a dick. He shouldn't have punched the back of the seat. He shouldn't have done it.
But I don't know if he did that.
The video, it's on there. He punched it. He's punching it over and over. It's
like,
on the video.
It's like a
bop. It's not like a punch. It's
no,
a
it's
bop.
Enough to be
it's annoying.
That's what it is.
It's an right, annoying
but she's,
punch.
She's annoying him, and so he is annoying her.
Nobody talks to anybody anymore.
That's the thing. Is that exactly what I'm saying? Why don't you be a human being and talk to and have a conversation with someone and go, can you, instead of just pulling out your dumb phone, Devin Nunez, the stupid idiot congressman out of fake farmer guy out of California, some reporter was trying to talk to him, and instead of answering questions, he just put a phone in the guy's face. He's a reporter that's allowed to be there. These people don't. This idea of, like, the phone is your weapon is ridiculous.
First of all, get rid of reclining seats, all right? If you lower your recliner backwards, especially when the seat behind you know doesn't have a recline, you're kind of a jackass. Well, I understand why people do it, but you're still kind of a jackass.
You know that they have.
However, if somebody asks you nicely to please not recline your seat because I don't have any room, and then they do it again, then you're human skull.
By the way, there is a device that you can put on your tray that makes it so the people can't recline their seat in front of you.
Okay. Are there any people who travel, like, for a living, who have figured out the key to get people in front of you to not recline? Other than, of course, asking them.
No.
Because that's the one thing. Instead of this woman just turning around and saying, will you please stop hitting my seat, instead, she takes out her camera and starts filming it because she wants to be a victim.
Right. And then so she's going to send it. What, did Andy Cohen have something to say about it? Or was he sassy about the whole situation?
All I know is that it ended up getting picked up and a bunch of people started.
Good. Because she pulled out. Anytime you pull out your phone and start taping, unless it involves children and someone's doing something to children or something like that, you should be. Every complaint you have is out the window.
So she put a tweet out that said, I was contacted via phone by American Airlines. They apologized, but really didn't accept any responsibility for the flight attendant's actions.
Why should they? Why should they any responsibility? What did they do?
She said, I will be calling the FBI to press charges against the man
from Brookline
who mistook me for a punching bag. I mean, it really does.
I mean, this is something out of Brookline.
Anyone who doesn't like it, I don't care, she put.
Good. Well, you know who doesn't like it? The FBI. You should be arrested.
I would agree. Imagine being the junior guy that has to answer that phone call.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation. She's got to go. She's going to go to them. Talk about self-importance. She's a travel hazard. I wouldn't let her travel anymore. Hell no. Get off my airline. You're too much of a pain in the ass with your stupid phone. Got to tape everything. Everyone taping their dancing and prancing around. Just sit there. How hard is it to sit there? Just sit and shut up. Take a Xanax, sit down, and just shut your mouth.
She said, all I wanted was his name and
why?
For her to be fired.
Why? Oh, that's all you wanted?
Well, she called the FBI on him.
That's all you wanted? What are you going to do with his name, stupid? You're going to attach it to your dumb tweet? What do you want him to lose his job, you piece of garbage? Good for you. You know what I'm going to do? You inconvenienced me, so I'm going to make it. Her whole goal here is, like, first of all, here are goals, Rich. Is that number one, she's going to become this martyr.
Yeah.
And then it's going to go viral, and everyone's going to tell her how much they love her. Maybe she sets up a GoFundMe for her mental place that she had to go to. Second of all, she wants to ruin the guy's life. So she thinks that he's done something so egregious that he deserves to have his life ruined. So she wants the guy's name so she can put it on the dumb internet, and like idiots, we can all sit there while we try to waste away our day and click on it and then form an opinion. And then what? And she wants, what does she want American Airlines to do? Oh my God. And it's not like American Airlines is heaven on earth, believe me. But I mean, come on. People, just sit there. How hard is it just to sit down? Just sit. There's nothing. Sit.
Turn around. Have a conversation.
By the way, don't
say, hey, listen. And by the way, now she's saying all this stuff. I've got these back problems. And she's throwing all that out there after she put the video there. How about you turn around and tell the guy, hey, I'm sorry. I know you obviously are tall, but I'm having major back problems. And you know what? If someone said that to me, I'd be like, all right, cool.
I'm having
That's
major
fine.
Back
this sucks.
Problems. So
or ask to move.
So,
see if
so
can be
hang
moved.
On a second. I have major back problems. So reclining my seat an inch is going to take away my back problems. If someone tells you not to recline your seat, don't recline. I don't care if you recline your seat in front of me. I don't. What do I care? But I mean, I'm telling you, I've had people in planes. I had the two guys that when my son was misbehaving when he was a toddler that came after me. And just sit down, stupid, you fatso. Just sit down, fatso. That's what I said to him. He was going on and on about how my son was crying. I go, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And then finally he's like, and then he's pointed at another kid. He goes, this kid can behave. I go, sit down, fatso. I swear to God.
I'd punch your seat for that.
Oh, yeah, really? Well, what do you want me to do? The kid's crying. Oh my God, you know what? I love it. I love that he's making a scene. I love it so much. You know what? And then what do you got a kid on a plane for? Oh, I don't know. To take them somewhere.
Well, I mean, here's the essence of it. Is that how long is that flight? 2 hours. Let's say you're inconvenienced for 2 hours. If you're this woman, the guy asks you to please, if you could not recline. Let's say you're inconvenienced for 2 hours, but because you're inconvenienced and because you ended up not having a discussion, you want to ruin two people's lives, don't you?
Yes,
like that's what you want to do.
Of course, this is,
and it could have all been handled if you just turned around and had a discussion with a human being,
or you just said, "How about this? I'm not gonna recline my seat. Fine." I can, for 2 hours, I can sit here. This guy's making a legitimate point. And then to the guy, she reclined her seat. Don't punch the seat. I mean, you're both idiots, but at least you didn't pull out a camera.
Right.
With your cameras. Ugh. This guy, this fatso's walking around in the aisle pointing at me.
You keep going back to this guy.
Oh, it pissed me off. He did. The baby's crying. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Okay, really? I love it. I came on this plane specifically because I wanted the kid to cry. You stupid idiot. And by the way, it wasn't like we were going to Spain. It was like it was like a flight to Charlotte. It's like, come on, man. Put on headphones, fatso. You big fat pig. That's what I said to him. Said, sit down, fatso.
Is this a guy that went after you and Stephanie had to step in?
No, that guy deserved the. That guy,
That was another flight.
I deserved that.
And by the way, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, I deserved that.
That was
one.
In the terminal after the flight was over, right?
No, it was before the flight.
Oh, before the flight.
No, and I had done something bad to him the night before.
By the way, people are saying the woman.
Tried to fight him the night before, and then.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was not good. I deserved the tongue lashing the next day. I saw him and I'm like, oh, God. And we were sitting first class and he walked. All right, real quick. And I know we have to break, but this is very quick because we brought it up.
This is my fault. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So very quickly. So I got on a flight. The night before we were in Grand Bahama Island, this casino. And I was playing craps, which I don't really know how to play. And this guy just kept yelling at me and telling me I was doing things wrong. So finally, I was like, you know, shut the F up, let's go, and da da da. And he kind of just brushed it off, but he was like a big guy. Mm-hmm. And the next day, I was at the airport, and then he sees me across like the gate.
Yeah,
and he starts pointing at me and going like, ah. And so we're sitting first class. It's like an AirTran flight, and he comes in and he just starts yelling at me, and I'm like. oh, we're going to jail. I'm like, they're going to take us to jail. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, sir. I shouldn't, because he was way older than me. I was like 20, you know, 20 something. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, I was out of hand last night. And finally that got over. But no, I deserve that one. That fatso that was yelling at me and my wife. My wife started crying plane.
Oh, man.
I mean, he was making a big scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, people are just awful. Yeah, it sucks the baby's crying. What the hell do you want out of me, dumb fat pig? Look like the guy on Stupid Modern Family. It's exactly what he looked like.
What's his name? Eric Stone Street?
Yeah, he looked big with his big jugs. All right. All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Free Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We were talking about an incident that happened to plane where a guy didn't like that the woman reclined her seat, and then he was hitting it, and she filmed him. Then I told a story about a big fatso that was yelling at my wife and I about our kid crying, and people are doubting my story. Stephanie Toucher, hello.
Hello.
All right, now first, Rich, you heard my conversation with Stephanie when I called her.
Yeah.
Was there any instructions?
Nope.
Okay.
Fred, I've known you for a long time now. There's no question that happened.
Well, I just want to...
I've seen you in action,
yeah,
my friend.
Okay, all right. So Stephanie, explain what was going on.
There were two guys that were obviously a couple sitting in front of us, and they didn't have children, probably never really been around children most of their lives, and Milo was sitting behind one of them, and Milo kept kicking the seat. We kept telling Milo to stop kicking the seat, and the guy turned around the first time and was like, "Can you tell your kid to stop kicking the seat?" Fine. He told Milo to stop kicking the seat. Milo's two. Milo's not going to listen. So Milo keeps kicking the seat, and then the guy turns around and he like starts with us to the point where the flight attendant had to get involved. And he stood up and started going on and on and on and being a huge ass about it. And then you finally had to say, "Why don't you sit down, fatso?" I mean, and it escalated to the point where I had to take a Xanax because I was having a panic attack.
So there you go. I mean, what do you want me to do? I thought he was crying.
No. This definitely happened.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I said, sit down, fatso.
Yes. I will never forget this incident.
What did he say? One thing I don't know. What did he say when you said that?
I don't even remember.
Remember he was like lauding this kid because he wasn't misbehaving? He was walking around the aisle and being all weird and everything.
Yes.
And he was like lauding this child. And I'm like, "Why don't you sit down, fatso?" And then he's like, and I'm like, "Sit down."
All right. Yes. And then the flight attendant had to come over and get involved to make sure that there was nothing serious going on.
That we didn't fight.
Right. That there was no fight.
All right. Thank you for confirming my story.
Okay.
All you're right. Welcome.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah. I mean, I didn't even think that anyone would. I mean, that's obviously someone who doesn't listen to the show.
Or has never been around in a social situation.
Right, has never, you know, been at one of our appearances, any kind of place where you've been out and about. I mean, not for a second did I doubt that story.
Sober as a judge. And that guy, and I kept going, I'm sorry, Miles, stop, sorry. I thought he was crying, but I guess he was kicking, which is annoying.
That's also probably someone who doubts that, who doesn't have kids. Because if somebody starts screwing with your kid, like, you see red at a quicker rate than anywhere else. Like, I mean, all rational thought goes out the window. It's almost like, you know, that, you know, Papa Bear type thing that you end up getting.
Well, it's not like, and also it's not like you go, "Oh, hey, relax, he's just a kid." I mean, you're desperately trying to get the child to stop
right,
doing
right.
it.
Right, you're already on the edge because you're frustrated that everyone around you thinks, like, oh, I'm the jerk.
Like what? I don't want my kid kicking your seat.
Sure.
Like, I mean, I'm obviously trying to wrangle this kid, you idiot, and he's walking around the aisle. Just sit down. Sit down. Everyone be seated. He's walking around the aisle, boom, 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 knocking into people with his big fat ass. Oh, Fred, you got a stomach. Not like this, baby. This guy was on the verge. This guy's heart was probably the size of a cow's. The guy couldn't get through an EKG test. Just walking around. Sit down. Sit in your seat. I'm trying to stop this. Oh, all right. Jeff, go ahead.
How you doing?
Hey.
I love you guys. Listen, I have a form of depression, right? But, man, when I listen to you, man, you make my day. When you call that guy a fatso, oh, I just hit the deck. I went to the Trump rally. I live in Massachusetts. I went to the Trump rally. I saw that guy with the the boot on his head, that Vermin guy.
Vermin Supreme. Yeah. Vermin Supreme. He's we had him in studio last election. He'll be back. He'll be back.
He had his he walked around with two donkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah, ponies. It's ponies. It's a pony-based economy.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, is that supposed to be for Democrat?
It's I don't know. He's a performance artist.
Yeah, he said he's going to have a pony-based economy. Everyone should have a pony. That's his
performance
thing
right there. Artist. All right, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, guys, so I was on an overnight flight. Partway through the flight, I noticed the flight attendant talking to the guy in front of me. I wake up in the morning. His seat is all the way back. They're bringing out the meal. The flight attendant moves it forward. The flight lands. Nothing really else happens after that. As I'm getting up to grab my bag, the guy looks at me and goes, "Are you going to admit it?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about? Are you going to admit it?" And I'm like, "I typically don't admit to things that I have not done. What are you talking about? You poured water on me overnight." And I'm like, I said, "I'm sorry, I'm not 12 years old. I would not do something like that. So don't ask me to admit to something." The guy was adamant that I'd done it. Everybody around me is like, "This guy's insane." They go, "No." The guy beside me is like, he was sleeping. He didn't do anything. The guy in front of me finally speaks up and goes, "No, no, no. It was the air conditioner. It dropped on me, too."
All right.
So this guy lost his mind.
Oh yeah, I got another story that I'm going to call Stephanie about when I got in a fight in the terminal.
Oh God,
leaving an airplane.
By the way, while we're getting her on the phone, I think the rule of thumb should be, and this is actually from a listener, and it's brilliant. Everyone is entitled to put your seat back. That's fine.
I don't care. Yeah,
whatever. Even though I wouldn't do it, I don't think it's.
I don't find it any comfortable.
It's kind of a jerk move, but you're entitled to do it. However, I think that there should be a rule that you should not recline your seat if it's a flight that's under 3 hours. If it's over 3 hours, recline all you want. It's a long ass flight. Do your thing. But I think there should be a rule if it's under 3 hours, seats up. And this woman, by the way, that was like a 2 hour flight, and they had already had food, which means that she had to like suffer for what, 45 minutes without a recline.
The recline doesn't do anything for me. Stephanie, hello.
Hello.
What happened the time that I almost got in a fight with the guy after the plane landed? Remember he dropped his suitcase and he like pushed me?
I vaguely remember. I don't remember the details like I remembered with Milo.
Okay.
Because Rich, you're right. You see red immediately.
All right. So there was a time where I got into it with a guy in a plane. And then when we were leaving the plane, he dropped his suitcase. And I said something like, "Good."
I remember this. Stephanie, you had to step in. I remember this. I remember the story.
Remind me.
No, that's what I remember. Fred telling me that you actually had to step in and save him, and you started yelling at this guy.
It's very possible. I don't remember. All but right. I wouldn't doubt it if I started yelling at him.
Yeah, you started yelling at him, and all right. Thank you.
Sorry, I wish I had more to offer.
Well, listen, there's so many incidents that it's hard to remember all of them.
All right.
Yeah, it's very stressful. People are very stressed out. All right. Well, Yeah, I mean, if you, I don't know. Put your seat back. Don't put your seat back. It doesn't bother me. I just don't know what the comfort of putting your seat back is. It's not like all of a sudden you're like, ah, the luxury. Like if you're in first class and you got one of those ones that like recline like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, then you're like, all right, maybe I'll sleep. But like the seat only goes back like this much. I mean, an inch. I don't, whatever. Do whatever you want. If you got a kid who's crying, there's nothing you can do about it. Just stay seated and mind your own business. Keep your hands to yourself. As I keep telling you about times I've almost gotten in fights on planes. Very strict. Very strict, Rich. I have a set of rules and ethics.
Maybe that's why you're always in the back. You're on some sort of list.
Probably, yeah.
Keep him away from everyone else.
Keep me away from the high polluters.
Put him by the hopper.
Yeah.
Let him pay for all of his sins.
That's exactly probably what it is. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Danny Ainge going to be joining us.
By the way, we'll have him on in just a minute. I'm finally caught up on that McMillian show. Have you watched that? The documentary that HBO is doing about the McDonald's monopoly scam?
I have not seen it. I'm aware of it.
It's excellent. And my whole thing was that I didn't know how they were going to be able to stretch the story, because it's a great story. Stretch the story over, I think it's 6 episodes. It's phenomenal. The amount, like the characters are involved in it. Just briefly to summarize, there was a guy who worked security for the company that printed the McDonald's pieces that somehow found a way to, for almost a decade, take all of the valuable pieces and give them to his friends and family. So nobody legitimately for like a decade won any of the big prizes in the McDonald's monopoly thing. The cars, the millions of dollars, they were all given to these people that this guy knew. And so one day the FBI in Jacksonville gets this tip and they start like chasing all this down. And it's like the way that they get them all on tape. So as a matter of fact, McDonald's knew that this was all going on because the FBI went to him and they didn't want to tell too many people, just like a couple higher ups. And they said, we want to catch these guys red-handed. So McDonald's agreed to do one more Monopoly game. It was actually Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but it's almost exactly like Monopoly, just as a front to catch the guys who did it. So like the first person who claimed $1 million in it, they had a fake production company go and they told them they wanted to film like a commercial, like a Publisher's Clearinghouse thing. And it was all FBI agents that go over to this guy's house and they film the dude and they have him recall the story. And the whole time he's like sweating like so much that his face, like he's, everything's a lie. And then they tap his phone and he calls this guy named Uncle Jerry, who's the kingpin and all of it. And then you find out the mob is involved, because apparently the mob, before the FBI even knew about it, realized what this guy was doing, and they went to him as like, we want a piece of it. So now this guy gets tied in with the mob and the characters that they get.
Man.
Oh, they're awesome. Like, I mean, they are, first of all, it's like as trashy as it can be, most of these guys, but there is the wife of one of the mob bosses who is just the best. Like, she's like upset. She was upset that her husband was trying to work like a legitimate job and not getting into the glamour of the mob. Oh, it's awesome. So it's really, really well done. There are 2 episodes in. There's 4 more left. And it's just now starting to ramp up. You're starting to learn like the hows and whys of how they did it. And I mean, it wasn't easy to steal those pieces. I mean, they go through like under lock and key. There's no way they should have gotten this. But it is just, it's great television. That's a must-watch show that's on right
now. So it's just like one idiot figured it out?
So no, so he figured it out,
And by the way, with all of the lock and key and craziness and checks and balances they had to make sure that like these pieces weren't getting stolen, he found one loophole that is so utterly ridiculous that nobody caught this. Like he found the easiest way to steal them within all of this like huge security measures that they had taken. It was something so stupid. I don't want to blow it, but you got to watch the show. It's so good.
All right. I will do so. Right now I am going through all the Curb Your Enthusiasms.
Which is not time wasted. That is not time wasted.
I'd missed several seasons. So getting back into that. All right. We will be joined by the great Danny Ainge. He is the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. He joins us on a weekly basis, and we will talk to him in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.